I would like to begin a new topic, an extremely interesting topic. Yes.
Hayom Tisha Asar Yom
LaOmer. Shehem Shavuacha V'Chamisha Yamim LaOmer. V'Chamisha Yamim LaOmer. Rachman Yachzir Lanu Tavon V'Shamikzum Koyma Mehevi Yamin Omein Tzal. I would like to discuss today, to begin a new topic, very interesting topic, and that is Kedushat Sefer Torah. Maybe it's relevant, maybe it's what do you call it, Yana Diyoma. But let's talk from the beginning. You know, I see every morning a lot of good Jews, especially the Abba of the Yeshiva, he has this long cloth with the Torah in it. Tell me, you spoke to a rab before you bought it, before you did it, you spoke to anybody?
Yeah, his son.
Okay, so let me tell you, it's Machloikis, his son, and Chacham Avadia. And for some reason, I would love to stick with Chacham Avadia. I don't know why. So let me tell you. Yeshno agim lichtov parshas pitu maktoiris v'abraite shalal klaf o gvil biktav yad ashuri. Now you have a biktav yad, it's written like a sofer. The kairim ba b'chal yoy. The school of Parnasa Taivaisha. The school of Parnasa. School of. Nah, yeah, period. Maisha. Maisha reads the way he like. Period and then delete what he doesn't want to hear. Kamaisha Kasim is Svarim. Umi Kamakaim Hail Vidas Mirana Shulchanar Lachmir. Shalolich Top Sukitara Bodudim. And lasot ken lechatchila. What did you? What does it say, Maisha? What did it say? It says law. It says ken lasot. He hears ken. It says law, and he hears ken. Lo lasot ken lechatkivan shanu kibal noiray smiran v'shev al tasa odim. And what is that? You're not allowed to write psukim. You're not allowed to take a cloth and write psukim. But you'll be surprised. You ready? Sofer Ashkenazi. It's mutter for Sofer Ashkenazi because they paskin like the Rif that says you're allowed to write psukim separately. So if you take it from a Sofer Ashkenazi, all right. Ubediyevet gamim nichtav al yedei Sofer Svardi rishayim likrot et pitam aktoris mitaycha. Bediyevet? No. Good. So let me ask you, are you happy to do Bediyevet? You happy? Yeah, good.
I mean,
okay. The Chayim Mutta Lichtai Prashak Tyrus called Gimel Teva is Beshura Achas. They have a different custom. Some people write it, the whole thing, in a normal fashion. And some people write it, every three words is a different, like a Shira. They write it like a Shira. Also, Bediyevet, it's Mutta to do that. So what did we just learn? That the custom that the whole world thinks is mamash, if you do this, you go straight to Olam Abba. No, not so simple if you're allowed to do it in the first place. Okay? Good?
Yes.
Is that why you're running away? Because I. No, okay. No. Now, Karnago Ailam, Litla is Psuke Tayre Besuka. Now, what does that mean? Svardim Amak, but not to write separate Psukim. You're not allowed to do it. So, how do you write on the Sukkah? Bakibasuko Teshu Shivat Yamim. How do you have a poster? How do you have a rabbi side? Come listen.
How is a person supposed to do a pasuk anywhere then?
What?
How is a person just supposed to do
you a pasuk? You don't!
Ever? At all times?
You can't put pasukim anywhere. Wow. So Chacham Avadia and Yalkut Yosef is going to go through each case where, all right, here we'll let you, here we'll let you. It's not so simple, all these things. So how about in the sukkah? Yosef Chacham al Mishi Yismaychu. No, they could do it. All right. How about Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Samim? That they put on top of the amud. How about that? Embezesur. Uma shenagu b'kama kilot b'mei achagim. What they do is they put up the pasuk. They put up the kibayom hazeh yichapra lechem. They'll put it on Yom Kippur. That is not a good minhag. Even though he says it's minhag kavua me'avoteyem. Nochei nefesh. Af sheyesham amilismaych. Mikol makom. So you shouldn't put up psukim. You shouldn't do it. What happens if it's not that you wrote it, but you made a photocopy?
Yeah.
That's okay. Photocopy? Okay. Now, you know, a lot of times you have on a pushka, They write a pasuk. What do they write? Siyom b'mishpat tipadeh b'shaveh b'tzedakah. They think if they give you a little musr on the tzedakah pushka, you'll give more money. Halacha is en limchot biadam, which means he's not telling you to do it. Not a great idea. But if someone does it, leave him alone. L'chein ma'ashikoyza pasukim shabes haknesses. For example, you notice on the wall of a bet knesset, the door, they're going to write ze ashar l'ashem, or matovu alecha, oy pitchu sharim, or vayirav yom ha'manara, or. Yeah? Tell me, Moshe, what does it write on the door of your bet knesset? What does it say over there?
In the basement?
What does it say? It says, my number, my telephone number, reach me for the alomim. That's what it says. B'tzurat ha'menorah, u'misaviv la'psukei Torah u'neviyim. Chayim b'shtari ha'ksuv ha'kaisim psukim l'simitei v'atzlacha. For example, yeah, what happens? He must know the halacha is better than me. Michelle, what are the halacha? Okay, you hear, Moshe?
Yeah,
a lot of times on a ketubah, on top, you write a nice pasuk, kol sason v'kol simcha. You write psukim.
Yeah.
Also, not great, but l'masim chaleila ein levat laminik. It is what it is. It's very hard to fight that you shouldn't put on the door of a shul a pasuk of matovu alecho or whatever it is. So, do it. All right. Now, what about this? You see this?
Yeah, barochim.
What do we have? Aseret ha'dibrot. Okay. Do you know that this Parochet was one of the biggest controversies? Why? First of all, it has lions. Yeah. You know, a lot of pictures of animals, you know that?
Right. Yeah.
Especially if they're bullet, especially if they're coming out. The way they make it is that it's bullet, that it comes out.
Yeah.
Ramesha Feinstein has a lot of tshuvot about it. Chacham Avadi is bothered by another thing. How could you ever have the psukim, the Anochi Hashem, the Aseret HaDibrot? Ubo Roshi Aseret HaDibros. What does he say? Same thing, it's very hard. Moshe writes the same thing. It's very hard to change what was done for years. You know what else they talk about? The Magen David on top of the by the. Where does it come from? Who made this Magen David?
Who made it actually?
Don't know. Some say it was a David HaMelech shield, and that's how it became. And what was
a symbol?
What was the point? Hashem is here. Hashem is there. It was supposed to be showing on all the corners that Hashem is here, Hashem is there. You knew this? You knew? Anybody knew this?
Is this a good point? You knew.
You knew that it's a big question. If you're allowed to have a Magen David, if it's a good sign, the Tshuvot talk about it. It's a big question, the Tshuvot. Either way, the whole parochet needs halachic, what do we call it? Consultation. You like the word? Halachic consultation. This has all of it, probably. It has a Magen David, and it has a Garna Kodesh, and it has everything you want. Yeah, but this needs explanation. This is Tshuvot. What does he say? Chacham Ovadia? The Master, the Minag Yisrael, was like that for years. It's very hard.
To change.
Leave it alone. Okay, next. Nachon Miod, and this is a very important halacha. A lot of times people walk into the Beit Knesset, they're not Jewish, and you're giving them a tour of the beautiful old synagogue,
right,
and you want to open up the Aron Kodesh to show them, and you want to open up the Sefer Torah to show them.
Yeah.
Says Chacham Avadya, Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, Yabi Omer Chela Gimel, Nachon Miod Lachmir, Shalol Arot, L'tayarim, Notzrim, Osarim, Veroznim, Sheinam Nebrit. Don't show them the Aron Kodesh when they come to the Beit Knesset. What happens if it's going to turn into a fight? You know, it's going to be Eva, it's going to be a story. So what do you do? Efshe lakel al yidei shayisrael apotecha to sefer Torah b'fneihem. He opens the sefer Torah, the Jew, he should read a few psukim. Let the Jew, opening the sefer Torah, read a few psukim. Shelo yeh p'tichato al chinam. Now you're going to say, it's not al chinam. He's getting good money from the government because it is. It's not al chinam. What do you see? This is called chinam. Chinam doesn't mean that you're allowed to do things for money. That's not called chinam. Chinam means Torah, tikra mashu. Okay. Mi sheyesh lo tilim b'ksav ashurit. Like you have the Torah, some people have tilim.
The whole thing?
Yeah, there are people. It's a nice thing. It's an expensive piece of work.
Do you have that?
Yes.
How come I don't have it?
How come? Now you can run away to work more time to get more okay.
Written and all the telling.
Yeah, and he see writes over here Yabi Omer that the British Council wanted it.
Where I can get that?
Where could you get it? Where could you get it?
I like that.
You want something good for yourself? Go buy yourself a Yalkut. Yeah, you sit down and learn. That's that. You want to help yourself? It's more important.
Okay.
The council, yep, Shogai, Britain, I wanted it. And Lakel B'davar, you were not allowed to sell it to him. You hear? You're not allowed to sell it to him. Asur Lanik Shai Sevet Tairil Anachri. Afilu Sar Michasidu Masailam. Shalkalpanim Yaire Mikdusha Sevet Tairil. Kishloi Nitel Likri Bai Betzibu Babrachis. You want to give a present, a Sevet Tairil to a guy?
Yeah, that's the hundred.
Answer is you're not allowed to. Why? Because they're not going to use it.
Right.
So you're making pachot. You're being morid.
The
kvod haTorah. Chaim katzva poskim shasulim kol sefer Torah lekarayim. To you know this is no gea. I'll tell you it's no gea. Are you allowed to sell to a conservative shul a sefer Torah?
No.
This halacha.
Are we allowed to buy from them?
Well, depends. If it's a real and you know for sure it's kosher, yeah. Should buy it. Maybe you should.
Better.
Now listen to what he says. Such an interesting halachas. Famous Rishon Letzion. But because also if you sell to the conservative synagogue, you never know. They might take it to a bat mitzvah base inauguration of a rabbanit. Who knows what they're going to do with it, right?
Yes. Yes.
So you got to be careful. If you give it to such people, you never know if they're going to watch it properly. The law, you know, covered it right. Ubeprach ain't kantam shel eva, befrat that it's not a issue of eva. Shechayim litloy matana davaracha. So we can't give him something else. What do you think of sefer Torah? Give him a silver becher. I don't know. Give him a gavia. What do you have to give him a sefer Torah for?
Right.
Okay. Yay, shayim shein limsar sefer Torah lebeis hamishvah shal goyim and vaksims daim yishbu al sefer Torah. Ooh, you know what's interesting about all these halachas? Today we almost don't understand them because we don't live them. But this was real issues in the beginning of the Medina when Chacham Avadia had to pass him these questions.
What was the question this time?
They needed the Sefer Torah that someone should swear on. You know, you have a Bible to swear on.
Right.
So the courts wanted, bring me a Sefer Torah. You'll swear on a Sefer Torah. They wanted the Jewish.
Yeah. Want to do that, huh?
Yeah. So the question is, are you allowed to give them the Sefer Torah that they should use it for swearing?
No. Is it allowed to at all,
Papa? So he says, Ein limsar. Even if they promise they'll have a special Aron Kodesh, like the Knesset has a special, right? Shebekach meridais mikdushasi. V'im so is the Sefer Torah. Hayesh gam gnevas dasa ois hasura gam begay. Yeah? And if they give him a puzzle Sefer Torah, so give him a puzzle one.
Right. Even then, he is...
Why is the name is that?
That's
such a beautiful... No? It's a beautiful... It's a lot of interesting halachot. You guys don't realize the wealth of Torah you have in these Sfarim. You guys should really come learn all the time. Tell you don't understand. There are those who said, you know what? Send them the Sefer Torah. Just make it possible. Why? Is the name is Das Umadrabana. By a guy, it's not a problem. And that's better. Better than that, they'll ask you all the time. Okay, today I need a Sefer Torah. Today I need a Sefer Torah. Today I need a Sefer Torah. So passel the Sefer Torah. Let them think they're swearing on a kosher Sefer Torah, and then that's the best way to go about it. Baruch Hashem l'olam.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? One more.
Is the president
allowed to swear on the Sefer Torah?
Yeah, of course. They used to do that. But today we don't do it.
So the question is, are we allowed to sell to the reform?